The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And to say a few words about the Dharma, the practice, sometimes it's helpful to have a very short little saying or something to remind us about some of the aspects of Dharma practice. And a very short one that I think can sometimes work is that there's three parts, three steps to the practice. There's the first step is to relax. Sometimes that's most easily forgotten. Just relax. And the second is to know. So to know what's happening. And the third is to release. To release what's happening. To release yourself from what's happening. So to relax, know, and free. Relax, know, and release. So the relaxing part is to, we can't relax as deeply as perhaps we want, but there can be the surface tension that we hold, the holding patterns, going around having a busy life. Naturally, some tension builds up, holding patterns build up. And so to remember is just to relax, to let go, to soften. And sometimes it's difficult to relax, but you still feel you're holding or tense, and then it's possible maybe to soften a bit around the tension. Just to be easy about it, hold it lightly, ease up around whatever holding tension you might have. But to have some sense of easing up, being easy with how things are, holding things lightly, relaxing, is often a good place to begin the practice. And then when we relax, then it's easier to relax into the present moment. When we relax, it's easier to know what's happening. And we can know in a more productive, more useful way, more direct way. There tends to be less filters over our eyes if we see in a relaxed way than if we see when we're tense. And so to relax and then to know what's happening in the present moment. What's going on here? How am I feeling? How am I thinking? What's going on in my body? And what's going on in the room around me? What's going on in the world that I'm living in? What's happening here? And then as we know what's happening, then where's the freedom? Can we find freedom in the midst of it? Is there some place, something that can be freed? Can we release some further holding that we have? Can we release ourselves from some ideas we have of what should be? Can we release ourselves from some of the memories that we stick to, some of the plannings we do for the future? Can we release some of the identities that we hold on to, some of the stories we tell ourselves about ourselves and about others? Can we release the resistance or the reactivity we have to whatever is happening in the moment, if there is resistance or reactivity? There might be knee pain. There might be the mind is not so concentrated, so not as still as you would like it to be. And so relax around an agitated mind. Know it well. Take time to really get to know what this is like to have an agitated mind. This is what it's like to have a painful knee. Really explore, get to know it better. And then where's the freedom in relationship to it? A common request, desire for freedom people have is be free by getting rid of things, by not having it. But sometimes we can't let go of something, but we can let go of our grip, our reactivity, our judgments, our expectations we have around something being there. So there's a lot to explore, but this simple mnemonic, to relax, to know, and to release. And to explore in your practice those three and let them become kind of a rich area as new and varied things become clear, become known as you explore each one. To relax, to know, and to free. So you might be interesting to try that this morning. Thank you.